Good afternoon, Luis, and good afternoon, Javiera. Hello, Querétaro. Today is November the 7th, and it is a Wednesday of 2012. Time for some information in English. And, well, U.S. President Barack Obama has pledged the best is yet to come after a decisive re-election victory over Republican challenger Mitt Romney. After a hard-fought campaign which highlighted Americans' political divide, Mr. Obama pledged, as he did for 4 years, to work with his opponents. Mr. Romney echoed the call for unity as he graciously admitted defeat. Voters also left the Democrats in challenge of the Senate and Republicans leading the House of Representatives. In the Electoral College, the state-by-state tally that reminders U.S. presidential elections, Mr. Obama has won 303 electoral votes to Mr. Romney with 206. Mexican Social Security Institute General Director Daniel Karam-Tonem said on Monday that that the institution has prioritized beneficiaries' health care over the last 3 years with the construction of 127 clinics and the renovation and expansion of another 200 IMSS clinics. Karam-Tonem said that his final report as director of the institute is that 25 billion pesos was invested in the construction of clinics, 13 billion in medical equipment, and 1.8 billion in urgent care facilities. President Felipe Calderón opened La Yesca Dam in Jalisco on Tuesday. The La Yesca Dam is part of the Santiago electric system, which comprises 27 dams producing a combined 4,300 megawatts of electricity. The dam cost 1.42 billion pesos to build, a holds 1.329 billion square meters of water, the equivalent of Mexico City's water consumption over 2 years. In terms of power, the dam can generate 750 megawatts of energy, enough to power 12.5 million light bulbs, of the Federal Electricity Commissioner said. And Greece's coalition government faces a crucial test in parliament as union on Monday launched 3 days of escalating strikes against austerity proposals that must win lawmakers' support of the debt-crippled country in its Get More Aid and Stave Off Bankruptcy. The conservative-led coalition that has governed Greece since June presented on Monday the country's fourth austerity package in more than 2 years to parliament. The drastic spending cuts and tax hikes demanded of the country's bailout creditors aim to have to save some $17.3 billion in 2013 to 2014. And for today's weather forecast in Querétaro City, the maximum temperature we're expecting is of 23 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 7 degrees Celsius, the current temperature 19 degrees Celsius. It will be sunny.